Yeah, you may not have. Do you not have anything called a tree frog or a spring frog? Or what is a toad?
I don't know. Why, I've always thought it was older.
Oh, it's an old frog, huh? Okay, do they give you warts?
No.
Okay. Then what do you go fishing with?
Fishing pole.
Well, I mean the bait.
Worms.
Yeah. What kind of little fish might you use?
I don't know.
Starts with an M? M-I-N?
Minnows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there different types of worms?
Sure, there are. Red worms.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Well, there's more, but I don't know what they are, but they fish with red worms a lot.
Mm-hmm. Then what is the hard shell thing that pulls in its legs and its head?
Turtle.
What would you call one that just lives on land? Did you ever hear of a turtle called a gopher?
Mm-hmm.
How about a cooter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a terrapin or a tortoise?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
What?
A terrapin.
Is
and
that
a tortoise, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if they're land or water?
I believe a terrapin's land.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a tortoise.
Okay. And then a thing that's freshwater, it looks a little like a lobster, and you can eat it, and it will swim away backwards if you turn over a rock. Cray or craw?
Crawfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then the insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it. How about the insect that gets into your wool clothes and eats them viciously?
I can't think. I know what you're talking about.
Starts with an M.
Moth.
Mm-hmm. And two of them would be?
Moths.
Mm-hmm. What is the little insect with a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
And the one that flies around water and has two pairs of wings and a little beak. And they say it eats mosquitoes or that it's a sign that snakes are near. Now, I don't think it bites or anything.
I don't know.
They're kind of cute little things they dart around. Do you ever hear of dragonfly or snake doctor or mosquito ball?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
Before it was the first one you see.
Dragonfly?
Yeah.
I heard of
a dragonfly.
But you haven't heard of the others?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What are stinging insects? Can you name some?
A bee.
Or?
A bee stings. Or a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Stings.
Mm-hmm. What's the plural of wasp?
Wasps.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Mm-hmm.
One starting with an H? H-O-R? Do I need that one? No, I don't need that one. What about something that, some say it doesn't sting, I don't know, that makes its nest out of dirt or mud?
Dirt dog.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the Georgia Tech football team's mascot is? Kind of stingy insect?
Mm-hmm.
Yellow?
Yellow jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have those here?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the insect that flies around in the summer and bites and used to carry?
Mosquito.
Then the little insects that burrow in your skin?
Ticks.
Or these are different from ticks. You get them in the woods and it itches. Some say chigger and some say redbug. What would you say?
Chigger.
Okay. And what are the insects, you couldn't miss this, that hop around in the grass? They hop in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Yes. Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
No.
Okay. And if you didn't dust your room, what might you find up in the corner?
Spider webs.
If it were outside on a bush, would you call it the same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. The parts of the tree under the ground are its
roots.
Do you know of any medicines made from roots?
I know they make some. I don't know of any.
Okay. What are some kinds of trees around here? Just a few.
Pine, oak. And all kind of fruit trees.
Mm.
And pecan trees. We have some pecan trees there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the kind that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
And if you had a lot of those, you'd say you had a maple
grove.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a kind of shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark? And it has little knobs or balls? It's the kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible, is that?
Sycamore.
Yeah. It's surprising how many people know that.
We sing a song about it.
Oh.
If anybody goes to church, nearly knows the sycamore tree because you sing.